Secretary of State Hillary Clinton flies to Japan today, the start of a week-long swing through Asia. This is her first trip as the Obama administration's top diplomat, and she'll do a lot of listening in a region that's key to many of the global issues on her plate. NPR's Michelle Kellerman will be traveling with her and spoke to the secretary on the eve of the trip.
Hillary Clinton is trying to set a new tone in foreign policy, saying the Obama administration will be neither impulsive nor ideological. Asia is an unusual destination for a Secretary of State's first trip, but a sign that she plans to listen and learn from the rising powers there.
My trip to East Asia is part of our efforts to reach out and signal that we are not just a transatlantic power, we are also a trans-Pacific power. And we're going to be looking for ways to chart a shared future together that will benefit both our own interests as well as those of Asia, and try to prepare for what will be a common future.
So expect to hear a lot about the global financial crisis and climate change as the secretary visits Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and China. She's taking her climate change envoy with her to talk about ways to reduce carbon emissions.
The United States historically was the world's largest emitter, but just this past year, China has become the world's largest emitter. So I'm looking for win-win strategies where we can develop clean energy technology and create public-private collaborations like the plant that I'm going to be visiting in Beijing, which is a joint project of GE and Chinese interests.
On her first stop in Japan, Secretary Clinton says she'll be meeting with families of Japanese citizens who were abducted decades ago by North Korea. The unresolved abductions are one of the issues stalling the six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Clinton says the U.S. is ready to normalize ties with North Korea if it gives up its weapons program.
North Korea has already made commitments, and we believe that they should follow through on the commitments that they have already made. But we want them to know that we will work with them. We will assist, as will the other members of the six-party talks, to help them verify and completely eliminate nuclear weapons program, and that there are very tangible incentives for North Korea to do so.
You'll be visiting several countries that are part of the six-party talks, Japan, South Korea, China. But what about Russia? Vice President Biden has talked about the need to push the reset button. Aren't the Russians making it hard to do that with that relationship?
I think we are off to a positive start in our relations with Russia. I think President Medvedev and President Obama have had a very good exchange of conversations and letters. I've spoken with my counterpart, Sergey Lavrov. I'll be meeting him in the future to talk in more detail about what we can do together. So we are going to approach our relationship with Russia again in a comprehensive manner. We have a number of important issues that we think we can cooperate on. We have differences like we do with any nation, but we're not going to be stopping our work on areas we think that could be mutually beneficial because we disagree on other areas.
Russia is likely to be a theme on her next overseas trip, but for now, it's on to Asia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.